to call the meeting to order. And then we'll ask for the roll call.
Dwayne Pinion.
Here.
Mark Riley.
Here.
Angie Keeler.
Here.
Steve Komarkowitz.
Here.
Sammy Lancia.
Here.
Dragan Obradovich is excused.
Next on the agenda is the any correspondence?
We have no correspondence this evening.
Next is citizen comments. Looking out into our audience, seeing none.
What are you?
Next item, we'll consider the minutes of January 26th, 2016 Board of Appeals meeting.
I make a motion to approve.
There's a motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 So ordered.
New business, item A, public hearing and consideration of a substitution use for the request of Alfred Dino Rizzitano? Rizzitano?
Rizzitano.
Correct? Okay. RNS Management, LLC, and owner of the property located at 9042 39th Avenue, to use the building for storage of tools and equipment associated with his property management company, and to allow a portion of the building to be used by Liquid Systems, LLC, a local painting contractor, to temporarily store their painting supplies in the building, which is classified as a non-conforming use.
So I will begin by reading the finding of facts, and I'm Jean Werby-Harris, and I'm the development director and the zoning administrator for the Village of Pleasant Prairie. So I'm going to read these items into the record, and this is a request for a substitution use. Under the findings of fact, number one, Alfred Dino Rizzitano with RS Management, LLC, the owner of the property located at 9042 39th Avenue, is proposing to use the existing two buildings for the storage of tools and equipment associated with his property management company, and to allow a portion of one of the buildings to be used by Liquid Systems, LLC, a local painting contractor, to temporarily store their painting supplies. This information is provided as Exhibit 1 in your packets. Number 2, the subject property is known as Lot 2 of CSM 1315 and is located in part of U.S. Public Land Survey Section 14, Township 1 North, Range 22 East of the 4th Principal Meridian in the Village of Pleasant Prairie. It's further identified as tax parcel number 924-122-144-0049. Number 3, on May 6, 2002, as part of the comprehensive village-wide rezoning effort, this property was rezoned from the then B1 Neighborhood Business District to the R6 Urban Single Family Residential District. This rezoning effort was commenced related to the village efforts for eventual compliance with the state's smart growth law, which required that all municipalities who participate in planning, development, and zoning activities prepare, adopt, and maintain a comprehensive plan, and further that all related ordinances shall be consistent with the comprehensive plan on or before January 1, 2010. Number 4, at that time, the property was rezoned from the B1 district to the R6 district. The property included two buildings, an eastern building, which is 720 square foot, and a western building, which is 630 square feet, and a gravel parking area. The buildings were occupied by the then current property owner, Thomas Peterson, for the storage of electrical construction equipment associated with Wind Point Electric, and for his personal storage. Number 5, in 2010, the Village Board rezoned this property and the surrounding area from the R6 District to the current R4 UHO, Urban Single Family Residential District, with an Urban Landholding Overlay District. Number 6, pursuant to the Village Code of Ordinances, Article 5, Section 18-35, entitled Jurisdiction and Powers, Part A, 3, it grants the authority to the Zoning Board of Appeals to hear and grant applications for a substitution of a more equally restrictive nonconforming use for nonconforming uses, provided that no structural alterations are made. Whenever the Zoning Board of Appeals permits such a substitution, they may not thereafter be changed without an application and a hearing. Number 7, Section 420-140I of the Village Zoning Ordinance, entitled Changes and Substitutions, states once a nonconforming use or structure has been changed or altered so as to comply with the provisions of this chapter, it shall not revert back to a nonconforming use or structure. Once the Board of Appeals has permitted the substitution of a more or equally restrictive nonconforming use for an existing nonconforming use pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 18, Article 5 of the Code, the existing use shall lose its status as a nonconforming use and become subject to all conditions required by the Board. In 2008, the Board of Appeals approved a substitution use, and this is provided as Exhibit 2, for an equally restrictive nonconforming use, and this is for A&M Painting, to use the buildings for painting contractor's office and shop. A&M Painting was a full-service painting and decorating company that performed commercial and light industrial jobs. The Board of Appeals allowed the items to be stored only inside the buildings, and this included paint, paint-related products, spray paint, pumps, scaffolding, ladders, a small fishing boat, lawn tractor, related lawn and property maintenance items, and miscellaneous tools. An enclosed job trailer, 12 foot by 6 foot, was also allowed to be parked outside on the site. A&M Painting moved out of the property in November of 2018 and has sold the property to the petitioner. Number 9, at this time, the petitioner, who owns the apartment management company, R&S Management LLC, in Kenosha, has purchased the property and he's requesting a substitution use that is similar and not more intensive than the substitution use approved on the property, and that's identified as Exhibit 2. Specifically, the petitioner owns and manages approximately 10 properties throughout the city of Kenosha and intends to store day-to-day items related to the property management business, such as tools, ladders, equipment, wood, lawnmower, trailer, pickup truck, snowplow, and other miscellaneous parts. They have one flatbed single-axle trailer that they would like to park outside occasionally, but will be stored inside for the majority of the time. If in the future they purchase a 6x12 enclosed trailer to replace the flatbed, they would like to park this outside, similar to the last occupant. While the staff does not support the request for outside parking or storage of a trailer or for outside storage of supplies and materials on the site, the staff recommends that the conditions of the substitution use be more in line with a home-based business, since this is really located within a residential area. In addition, the petitioner is requesting to allow a portion of one of the buildings to be used by Liquid Systems LLC, a local painting contractor, to temporarily store their painting supplies until they find a permanent site. And number 10, on September 12, 2019, the required notice was published in the Kenosha News, and the abutting and adjacent property owners within 100 feet were notified via regular mail of this public hearing to consider the request, and the owner was provided a copy of this staff report on September 20, 2019. With that, I'd like to continue the public hearing and introduce the petitioner to make a presentation to the Board of Appeals.
I'm Alfred Rosatano. This is my wife, Jody. Not exactly sure.
Okay, for the record, you do need to give your address also for the record, please.
Home address is 1431 40th Avenue, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Bought the property. We have some apartments in Kenosha that we take care of. Pretty much would be used just, like I said, just to store everything that we have in there. I met with Peggy several times in the office. We went over it. She told me that there was some formalities we had to go through to allow that to happen, but didn't seem like it was much of an issue, so we went ahead and bought the property. The trailer that was mentioned in there would never be parked outside. That's just a little trailer. We put a lawnmower on and we go cut the lawns at the properties. In the future, when I read the other one, it said that a 6x12 trailer was allowable. That's kind of a desire of mine. I don't know that I would have it parked out in the middle of the lot like they did before. If it was something to come talk to you someday, if it were to happen, I would do some landscaping, some fencing, something to, I wouldn't want it sitting out in the open anyway. A couple of things I've noticed, other people park in a lot. The advanced disposal truck turns in a lot. These are just things I've been noticing as I've been pulling in and out of there. I don't need an ocean of gravel over there. My intention was just to put nice grass, some landscaping, and keep it real nice. So, I don't know how how many times, you know, what I would need to do some of those upgrades to come here, you know, every time if I want to do any of those things, what would be, you know, okay, you know, some landscaping, would I need to come back?
So typically, the Board of Appeals, they would listen to things like substitution uses or temporary uses or some type of variance to a property. Anything that involves a specific site change, such as additional landscaping or modifying the parking lot, those typically would be reviewed and approved by the village staff or would go to the Village Plan Commission, depending on the extent of what you're requesting.
So stop in, see them, they'll let me know what the next step is.
You would stop in and talk to myself or my staff.
Okay.
But the question this evening is whether or not it's a residentially zoned property and is whether or not he could continue to put another commercial use in this building similar to what the previous user had done. And that was the intention of the purpose of the property. And the staff just wants to be aware of the fact that residential development areas and zoned areas do not allow for any type of outside trailers. Unless they are parked in the side or the rear yard and they are screened from public use. And they're really not intended to be commercial trailers, but in those cases, they would have to be more of a residential in nature. I haven't seen your trailers. I'm not sure if you brought pictures.
So the one trailer I have wouldn't be outside. I would never leave outside. The trailer that I was planning on getting would be something that, you know, just from looking at the photos, I would have just parked it in between the two buildings. Or to the side, but I would have had to do some sort of fencing or landscaping. I have no outdoor storage requirement. We don't store old things. These are just, you know, tools, paint, some ladders. My trailer would go in the garage. There's no employees per se, unless I'm pulling in the morning, grabbing some things and leaving. Maybe in the evening to come back, put some stuff back. This isn't really a... Tenants don't come to the building for any reason, you know, just needed some storage. And that's it, really. You know, like I said, the trailer is something that would be nice, you know, in the future, but I've seen pictures of what it looked like before, and I've been trying to, you know, talk to some of the local people. And everyone I've talked to, I put up some signs, don't park there. You know, I've driven by on a Friday night, and there's three cars parked in there. And, you know, so in the morning, I'll leave a little note. And they've been real receptive, same cars, don't park there again. But some other people have parked there, so... I don't really have parking requirements, you know. I mean, my truck might be there when I bring the other one out, but you know, this isn't really going to be a high-impact type, you know, space.
So just on a side note, if there are people parking illegally in your private parking lot, and if you have a sign up there that says private parking or no parking or something to that effect, then the police can notify them, they can ticket them, they can have them towed. They can do a number of things. It's your liability if people park in your lot and you don't give them permission.
I since then have put a sign up. It seems to be pretty good. Like, I don't know whose car that is in the picture. I've never seen it before. So, okay. You know, there was, you know, I know the advanced disposal truck turns around in there. Like I said, I don't need all that gravel. It looks kind of, you know, old with all that gravel. I was just going to plant grass and some landscaping and stuff around the building. It needs to be there for the person who collects the garbages and the UPS trucks. They all seem to utilize it. So, I mean, I can leave it if you want it there. If not, eventually I'd like to remove that, you know, and just have nice grass planted there. Maybe a spot or two for a car, but that's about it. But the trailer, if I need to come back, if I ever buy one, you know, it'd be nice because I don't know how formal they have to be just to have a trailer there. It is something that would be nice, but however it would need to be handled on that site, you know, I would comply with. You know, if you say no, if you decide to have a trailer, you have to come in here and have a fence put on the one side or park it in between the two garages with a gate in the front. You wouldn't see it from the left or the right or the back or on the side, however you would handle it. But
any other comments? Any other comments from the petitioner?
No, I had done a drawing when I first bought the building. Just I was going to show you if I did put the trailer in the middle, what a fence would look like, but not important to what, you know, the overall picture is.
You can go ahead and bring that up, and we can just identify it as the next exhibit, which would be Exhibit 3.
Not even sure the trailer would fit there. I don't want the trailer to be a sticking point here. It's just there was the one item that seemed to be frowned upon, so I just wanted to approach it in case I decide to at some point.
No other comments?
No.
Okay. We'll allow the board now to ask any questions of the petitioner.
No questions.
Any?
No, the only thing I'm looking here is you got a gate here between the two buildings.
Correct.
And I believe that's a good idea.
A good idea?
It's a good idea, in my opinion, yes. Because you park there behind, nobody sees you.
Right, well, that's, yeah.
So, I go along with that 100%.
Did the previous owner have permission to store a trailer on the property?
He did, and it was intended to be parked between the buildings, and most of the time it was not. It was parked out on the property. It then had commercial advertising signage on it, and it was visible to 39th Avenue, and there were just repeated violations. We didn't have a code enforcement officer at that time. We do now. So, I mean, my concern is that if there is a trailer on the property, and if the Board of Appeals decides to allow one, it needs to be between the two buildings, and it needs to be completely screened with a fence in the front and the back. Other than that, it would appear to my code violation or to my code enforcement officer and myself that it would be a violation. So it just they're not typically allowed in this district, but if you do allow it, it needs to be screened and not parked out in the front.
I don't believe the petitioner is asking for that at this time.
He's not at this time, but this is a process, and it's a public hearing right now. He's paid to have his voice heard before the Board of Appeals. So my recommendation is that he should ask for it if that's what he's looking to do. He should ask you now while you're all right here and we've got all these facts that we're putting before you, even if he decides not to do it.
If that wouldn't fit for some reason, what would your alternative be?
The only other place... it would be to the left or to the right. I would do a wood, let's call it a trash enclosure, you know, a wood fenced gate area with some landscaping around it that the trailer would go in. Either side would be acceptable to me, and I would, you know, you could even put, based on your aesthetic approval or whatever.
I think that's fair.
There's 15 or 16 feet to the side. That's way more than the 6 feet that I would need for a trailer. You know, a little extra wiggle room just to get it in there. Or even to the right, I thought it would be neat, you know, just, again, you think of things. It's all gravel all the way up to the building. And I said, well, maybe it would look nice to have a little decorative, you know, 10 by 10 square area of fencing where you can actually put some landscaping around it and kind of cover. I've removed a lot of the tree and shrub from around it just because that was kind of falling with some timber going across there, remove that just real quickly. So you know, either side would be acceptable. You know, it's nice to know that if that option exists, you know, that you know, I have your blessings to do that. But I don't have the trailer as we speak right now. And I would never, ever need anything larger than the size that was here previously, the 6 by 12. I think that's where he kept it there.
And did you talk to the neighbors at all and ask them their thoughts?
The guy right across from me has stopped in to say hello all the time. I really don't believe I would have a problem with him. He's talked to me about some additions. I was an architect for 20 years in Burlington, and you know, so he's talked to me about doing some additions on the house. And the people to the left, other than when their cars were parked in the lot, but I was real nice with them. I believe they're tenants. You know, I think one of the owners may live down the street because he stopped and said hello one day. And
it's a very quiet neighborhood.
Any other questions from the board to the petitioner?
No.
No questions.
So I'd like to read the staff's recommendation. The staff recommends approval of the substitution use to use the buildings for storage of tools and equipment related with R&S Management, LLC, a property management company, and to allow a portion of the building to be used by Liquid Systems, LLC, a local painting contractor, to temporarily store their painting supplies. Since there will be no discernible difference between the previously approved use and the proposed uses, Furthermore, the staff recommends that the substitution be approved, subject to the conditions as outlined in the staff memorandum. And they really pertain to no structural alteration shall be made to the existing structures on the property. If the Board of Appeals permits the substitution, the use may not thereafter be changed without an application and hearing before the Board of Appeals. There are a number of other comments and that we've added in here, which include business hours of operation, again, limited to 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. The owner may visit the site on Saturdays and Sundays and get his supplies and things that he needs. No more than two passenger vehicles associated with the business shall be parked on the site at any one time, and any job trailers, if approved, shall be parked inside the building. The site shall not be used to store any junked, dismantled, inoperable, or unlicensed vehicles. The site shall not be used to sell or display any vehicles for sale. There should be no customer or employee parking permitted on 91st Street or 39th Avenue. All parking needs to be needs to occur on the site. There should be no outside storage on the site. All materials and equipment trailers shall be kept and stored inside the buildings. Again, if the Board of Appeals decides that a trailer could be parked between the two buildings, the staff could be supportive of that, not supportive of any trailers parked on the west or the east side of the building, abutting 39th Avenue, especially any trailers that had commercial advertising. No other vehicles, trucks, automobiles, boats, RVs, trailers shall be parked on the site, and this includes weekends. And all aerosol paint storage shall be within the easternmost concrete block constructed building. The amount of aerosol paint shall be limited to 12 standard size cans. The Village Fire and Rescue Department considers this type of aerosol storage as incidental, so we don't have to worry about fire sprinklers and other things like that. Number 10, the only signage allowed for the site will be a non-illuminated sign on the door of the eastern building, which identifies the occupants of the building. A permit is required to be applied for, granted, and obtained for any interior minor alterations to the site or the building, including the painting or exterior of the building. 12, the owner or applicant understands that the lot, use, and structures in the property are considered legal, non-conforming, and that the lot, use, and structures in the property are subject to Section 42140 of the Village Zoning Ordinance entitled Non-Conforming Lots, Structures, and Uses. 13, the granting of the substitution use does not waive any other requirements which are imposed by the Village Zoning or Land Division Ordinance, building, or municipal codes. The Village staff will prepare a substitution use grant document to be executed by the property owner. It does need to get recorded at the Register of Deeds office, and the owner is responsible for for recording and filing these fees. The document shall be executed prior to the Village issuing any building and zoning permits for the property for occupancy. A building and zoning commercial application shall be submitted for an occupancy permit and an annual business license application with the required application fee of $25 shall be submitted. If the Board of Appeals determines that a substitution shall not be granted, then they should clearly state in their reasons for the record why it should be denied.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to ask the board for a motion.
I'd like a motion to approve the petition, subject to the condition of the stuff.
Would you like to make a statement about the trailer, yay or nay? Trailer storage?
Yeah, I think the trailer storage should be okay between the two buildings. You got 9.9 feet between the two buildings, which is plenty to put a put a trailer, a little fence in the back, and gate in the front. Out of the view. That's one thing I was thinking at.
I agree. And actually, you know, for some reason, it doesn't fit alternatively on the side as long as it was fenced off appropriately.
Do we have a second on the motion?
I second the motion, and I support the trailer being kept between the buildings, secured by fencing on both sides so that the commercial advertising is not visible from the road.
Yeah.
That would be since it was already in the previous right of use.
So that was part of your motion too?
Yes, okay. Include that.
So we have a motion and a second. Can we take a vote?
Duane? Yes? No? Mark?
Yes.
Angelina?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Sammy?
Yes.
That's it.
Okay.
Motion
so
carries.
The motion carries.
Thank you.
You got what you were came looking for? And some?
Do you want to just contact Peggy tomorrow? And she will finalize the paperwork and you can work through her.
Okay.
Or Aaron.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other business?
No.
Hearing none, make a motion for or request a motion for adjournment.
So move.
Looking for a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Adjourned.